You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Okay, well, welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. We are in week two of our Nourish the Self series. And really the subtitle for the series is The Physiology of Vulnerability. And that's actually what we're talking about tonight. So we started the series last week by talking about why it is when we start a meditation practice that we feel more and not necessarily more peaceful all the time. Right? So we start to practice and we have these more intense experiences with our own emotions, which is in fact vulnerability, because now we're being seated, we're being still, we're connecting to ourselves in the moment. And all it's asking us to do is, can you just sit here and feel this, whatever this is in the moment? So Brené Brown defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. And I think that that is a pretty accurate definition for what happens when we meditate. We sit down in this space, especially of uncertainty and emotional exposure, right? And so if we're sitting in that, certainly there's a physiology to it, like our body responds to that state. So here's what happens. We feel uncertain, risk, emotional exposure, and our body responds innately by speeding up the heart rate a little bit. So you're breathing a little quicker, your blood pressure rises a little bit, your body temperature rises a little bit. If it feels really scary, you might feel trembling in your limbs. And the moment our body starts to go into this response, our brain immediately starts scanning through that Rolodex of memories. What else in my life has felt this way before? Back, 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 back. Got it. I found a memory that feels the same way. And that memory might have nothing to do with what's happening in the present moment. But your brain doesn't make that correlation. Your brain goes, my heart rate went up and my blood pressure went up and my limbs were trembling that time I got chased by a dog when I was five. And then your brain goes, what did you feel then? Oh, I felt fear. Feel fear right now. There's a giant danger sign flashing somewhere in your body going, you're about to be chased by a dog, or whatever memory it pulled out. And all of this can happen in the span of a second while we're seated here in meditation, okay? Which is why sometimes we can meditate and suddenly be so uncomfortable we can barely stand it. I tell this story all the time, but I will never forget, truly and honestly, I swear, I was seated meditating, timer's going, I'm so uncomfortable, and I go, oh my God, I forgot to return that thing at Target, and stood up, like, got ready to walk out to Target before I realized, like, oh my God, I'm meditating and the timer is not dinged. Like, I have to sit back down. And it was so impulsive, that urge to get up and get out, because my body was saying, this is not safe. Do something else. Even though the fact of the matter was, in that moment, I was just seated at the time, I think, in a closet meditating in my room. Definitely nothing unsafe was happening. So this vulnerability brings this whole physiological response that creates its own set of stories and emotions, which often have nothing to do with what's actually happening. The gift of our meditation practice is now all of a sudden we're bringing this new lens, where we've created a little bit of space. So it's like we can turn around and look at our own experience. So we know vulnerability is uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, but thanks to research, we also know that vulnerability is the birthplace of joy, of connection, of empathy, of creativity, of belonging. And so we want to be able to feel this. We need to be able to feel this and know that we're safe. So the way that we're able to connect into that sense of safety is a two-step process that Tara Brach talks about in terms of attending and befriending. And it's the opposite, really, of fight or flight, which is what's happening when we're scared, right? So everything I just defined, that heart rate going up, blood pressure going up, that sense of, I got to get out of here, this is dangerous. This is your body going into the state of fight or flight. And attending and befriending is pulling your body out of that state of panic and putting your body back in the state of relaxation. And so all this is the idea that I'm going to sit down. I'm going to let whatever's here today show up. And if when I feel that sense of discomfort or fear or agitation in my practice, the very first thing I'm going to do is attend to it. Meaning I'm not going to run away. I'm going to turn around, in this case mentally, right? Because we're seated. But we're going to turn that mind's eye around and go, okay, so what's here? What am I feeling? And it's not, this is the tricky part. It's not actually a mental discussion you're having with yourself, right? You're not going to go, what am I feeling right now? Oh, I'm feeling fear. You're not having a conversation about it. It's that spark of curiosity, like, ooh, something's here, stay, and then feel. And then keep feeling with a sense of curiosity. So if you really feel anxiety, let's say in your belly, you would just let your awareness really go down into your belly and feel it, which is, you know, quite frankly, abnormal. Because most of the time, if we're feeling something that doesn't feel safe, we do everything we can to run away. We spend a lot of our lives running away from ourselves. And now we're saying, no, I'm going to attend to myself. So I'm going to stay and I'm going to say, what's here? And I think I get an answer and I'm going to ask again, what's here? And then we befriend it, which simply means, what do you need in the moment? How can you offer yourself some warmth in the moment so that if you're feeling scared, it might be hand to heart, it's okay. Or if you're feeling embarrassed because why is this same old silly thing coming up after 30 years of dealing with it, then you might just give yourself that reassurance that you're doing the best you can and this is great for right now. But how can we offer ourselves some sense of, I'm not bad because I'm feeling this thing. And it doesn't have to mean, the befriending is not saying like, I'm gonna love the feeling of fear. I'm going to love my anxiety. It's not that. But you are gonna cultivate the sense that I can still love myself even when I feel fear or even when I feel anxiety. I can be a person that experiences that and be lovable in the same moment. So we'll practice together tonight. Maybe we'll do a little bit longer of a practice. Maybe we'll do like 25 minutes. We'll see how it goes. But we will practice tonight. And you don't have to force the attend and befriend. Because sometimes we sit and it's a lovely sit. We're feeling really good. And we just get to sit in our own relaxed, spacious awareness. In which case, please do that and enjoy it. And if you find that you're seated here and you're feeling stuff coming up from the day or from the week, see if you can attend to it rather than run away from it. You might notice you're running away from it if you do one of two things. The first of which is the, oh, I'm having the worst meditation. Why can't I shut my brain up? It's so loud in there. Why can this not be quiet? That's often a sign that you should be attending to something, okay? The other one is the, not that you're doing such a bad job, but the, this is taking forever. Why won't this bell ring? I just want to get out of this room. Those two thought processes, yeah, me too, right? Those two thought processes are a nice little mental ding, 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 ding. What else is happening? And you might just say to yourself, what else is happening? Like, what's under that impatience? If I just hung out with that impatience for a few minutes, what else might I feel? Because it's layered, y'all know it's layered, right? It's never just one emotion in there, ever. Under impatience is something, and under that something is something, and we can keep on going. So we will practice it. I had a mini version of this morning. I'm just sort of piecing this together as I'm talking. My son woke up so early this morning, y'all. Our whole household is early risers, but he woke up at 4 a.m. this morning and was up like, so, and I was like, go back to bed. You need to go back to bed. But I could like see the level of awakeness occurring. And I'm instantly upset, like angry. Like, I want to force this child to go back to sleep because we're going to have the worst day if his day starts at 4 a.m. Oh my God, what am I going to, I'm like spiraling and I can feel it. And really the primary emotion I was feeling that moment was anger, pure anger. And I thought, this is so interesting that I'm feeling this much anger over this. Like, there's really, I can't force anybody else to go to sleep. There's nothing I can do about it. Why am I so angry? And so I'm sitting with it because I started practicing. And right under that anger, of course, was worry, because I'm like, we're going to have this terrible day. He's going to be so exhausted. It's going to throw our whole day off. He was going to go to camp today. It was a whole thing. So now I'm feeling worry. And I'm like, okay, worry. And of course, under worry is nothing but love, right? You just want your kid to be healthy and feel good. And if you can stay long enough to get to that base layer, you know, it didn't change the fact that today was a rough day, but it did alleviate some of the anger, because I realized that that really wasn't what I was feeling. That was not the primary emotion. It was just the loudest one at first. So that's why we practice. Okay. So let's practice together. If you've already been seated, you might take a moment to uncross your legs, cross your legs the other way. If you're listening at home today, you can sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. And together we'll let our hands rest onto our lap, palms face down. And our eyes can drift closed as you feel ready. And together as a group here, nice big inhale in. Exhaling out a sigh. And we'll do that again. So inhaling deeply. Exhaling out a sigh. Allowing your breath just to fall to its own natural pace. Some nice easy inhales and exhales. Just giving yourself full permission to land here today. To feel yourself settling into your seat and into your body. And you might start just by silently saying to yourself here, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with those words, you feel yourself just settle a bit more. It's as if internally you could just let go, so that you feel the full weight of your body just settling itself onto the cushions or chairs beneath you. You feel the subtle length of your spine holding you upright and awake. That gentle way that you can lift up the crown of the head. And the muscles through the face, they gradually relax. Feeling the forehead smooth and broaden. The skin around the eyes softens just a bit.
the lips, the jaw, even the tongue. We'll just relax a bit of their tension. You might even notice if you can sense just the hint of a smile. Just that subtle internal message that this moment is allowed to be here. You might feel the way breath moves out across your collarbones, allowing your shoulders just to soften and settle down the back. And the chest might rise and fall as you breathe. You could just invite the muscles around the heart to soften any gripping. And relaxing the muscles in the belly. So that the whole front of the body feels open, receptive. And the back of the body is what holds us awake, present. Gradually, we guide our awareness to our breath. Maybe coming right to the edge of the nose and just feeling here as breath travels into the body. And breath travels out of the body. Without talking about it, without narrating it, just follow your breath as far inside the body as you can. And follow the breath back out into the room as far as you can. Just tracing that pathway of breath with your mind's eye. In a moment here, we'll settle into a period of silence. And we'll each just gently and curiously keep coming back to the breath. Keep following that trail of sensations as the breath is pulled in. As the breath is pushed out. And the thoughts and the stories and the distractions in the background, you can just let them play out. You don't have to hold on to them or push them away. You don't have to shush them. You can let them carry on just as you'd let a TV in the next room play without paying attention. And if you find yourself in this period of silence getting uncomfortable, any type of discomfort, impatience, boredom, agitation, if you notice that, see if today you can attend to it. Turn your mind's eye to it in a gentle way. Asking yourself, what's here? And then feeling. If you need to befriend, you can always place a hand to heart or hand to belly. Offer yourself the warmth that you need. And then perhaps return to that feeling of the breath. Tracing the breath in. Tracing the breath back out again. feeling your breath deep in here. And if you drifted away into some story or memory, just notice where you were for a moment. Straightening up that spine so that you feel really tall and awake once again, shoulders pressed back and down. When you're ready, draw your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a moment right here to simply thank yourself for carving out the time to sit still, to attend and befriend to your own experience. Carving out this safe space to be vulnerable, to connect into joy, creativity, belonging. We'll finish with one final breath. Deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me tonight. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.